We're doing Chazon Ish. We're up to page Vav, the seventh section of the first chapter. You look at other creatures, so they also breathe, right? The pig also has nostrils. He also has hair. Choma gufan basav adam. They also have flesh and blood. Giditzim v'kirma. You look at other animals. They also have veins and sinews and bones. And marrow, v'em balei nefesh chiyunit, so they have life. Balei chushim kmo adam, they have senses. Nizonim kivnei adam, they also have digestive systems, they also eat. Balei shnei minim, zachar nekeva, they also have male and female. U'motar adam min ha'behemah b'chokhmah v'dibur. Why are we different? Also, we're different. Guys, we're not supposed to be a more sophisticated animal. There's a very important Rambam we have to remember. The Rambam says, we don't eat human beings. So that part of the Rambam, I assume you know. But the Rambam says we don't eat human beings, and it's not because a human being lacks split hoofs and does not chew his cud. The reason we don't eat human beings is not because you'd say, oh, he's not kosher, he doesn't chew his cud, right? Says the Rambam, no, he's a different breed. He's not within the animal kingdom. The whole idea, we don't think of man as a sophisticated animal. So, nonetheless, as the Chazon Ish, if you compare us, so we have two eyes, so does a chimpanzee, so does a pig, so does a dog. We have two nostrils, they do too. We have senses. So how are we different? We have intellect and we have speech. Balei HaChaim, now, in truth, the Chazon Ish admits we also have a soul. We have something godly about us. All the other creatures, they service us. You use a donkey to carry a pack animal. You use an ox to plow. We milk the cow. We take eggs from the hen. We shear the sheep. We get wool. And sometimes the animal is just raised for human consumption. And they were created different types. And they have different foods. And then you have animals that we get no benefit out of them. When was the last time you benefited something from a cockroach? We don't know why Hashem created cockroaches. We don't know. We don't seem to benefit from cockroaches. It seems.
Well, all the species, according to ecological theory,
are
part of a balance.
The ecosystem. Okay. So there are things we don't see, we don't obviously recognize our benefit from them. You look at wild animals, you look at snakes, you look at other vermin. So that's what Zev just said, but those animals are necessary. And even though the things we don't see, they do play an important role. And sometimes their job is to punish man. Not a comfortable feeling. Why Hashem created lice, or bed bugs, or mosquitoes. And sometimes we're supposed to learn from them. The Gemara says, if we didn't have the Torah, we could learn different traits from different animals. You could learn cleanliness from a cat. Cat buries its feces. You could learn modesty. You could learn different traits from different animals. Right in Mishlei it says, Lechel nimala atzel, reid rachav v'chacham. If a person's lazy, go look at the ant. Asher en la katzin shoter u'moshel. This is a phenomenal thought what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. The ant doesn't have leadership. The ants do not have any officers or leaders. And nonetheless, agera b'katzir ma'achala. The ant stores its food. And here Shlomo was telling us a tremendous insight into human nature. When we're lazy, part of our excuse is, no one told me to do different. We don't like when people tell us what to do. But it's a very good excuse that I didn't know I was supposed to do different. Okay? I always asked my father as a kid, why the law doesn't accept the excuse, I didn't know. If you cheat on your taxes, can't you just say, I didn't know? So my father always answered me, no, the law tells you that your responsibility is to know. You can't say, I didn't know. You were supposed to know. And I always ask this question. And if you speed, can't you just tell the cop, I didn't know? No, that excuse doesn't work. But The truth is that why does man not store? Why doesn't man have a savings account? So it's laziness. But the laziness, Shlomo HaMelech says, look at the ant. The ant doesn't have leadership and it's still not lazy. And we very often, if we don't have a boss that tells us what to do, so we feel like, I'm okay. Who said you're okay? That's called being lazy. Am I doing what I have to do because I have to do it, or am I doing it because someone told me? It's a tough world. We have to do things in this world, right? People would always like to take on leadership, to give leadership, because that takes away their responsibility. So that's one of the reasons that people look for illogical sources that'll give them a solution. I don't know, should I go for this job or not? Let me check my horoscope. Let's see. Horoscope didn't tell me anything. Let me go buy a fortune cookie. Let's see what the fortune cookie says. Today will be a great day in your life. Great, I'm supposed to go for that job interview. So the fortune cookie, the Chinese who stuck in the note, today will be a great day in your life. He told you to apply for that job. Someone told me. We look for leadership. We look to take away life, because life is about making decisions and then living up to those decisions. Should I marry the girl or not? Rabbi, tell me, should I marry the girl? I never met her. Okay, but tell me anyways. Do the numbers in her name and my name match? Life is about taking responsibility, says Shlomo HaMelech. What? What do I know? Says Shlomo HaMelech. What? Right, Hashem, give me a sign. Give me a sign. Okay. But it could be. It could be. I'm not saying it can't be. But we have to try to live life. So we're supposed to learn from the animals. And one of the things we're supposed to learn is, we learn from the ant how we're supposed to be diligent and we're supposed to be productive and we're not supposed to wait for some kind of authority to demand it from us. It's our responsibility. And today we're so used to seeing all these creatures all around us. And you'd ask a person, he'd tell you, yeah, I guess the world would be missing something without a butterfly. I can't figure out what, but it would be a different world. And we all think the world is a more beautiful place because there are lions to see in the safari and in the zoo, and it's all wonderful. But we're so accustomed to this, we walk outside, we see birds, we don't think twice about it. I remember as a child, I'd spend hours looking at birds. It amazed me how they could shift their wings so gracefully and they could fly. You know how many times I tried that? As a kid, I didn't jump off a roof. But you know how many times I tried to fly? Bemet! As a kid. But we don't get impressed anymore. We should just be impressed. That's life. There's life there. There's a living creature there. I remember when we went to the Empire State Building, it was the first time I could stand so close to a dove. Because the doves there are so accustomed to the tourists, they walk right next to you. They walk right up to you. And I remember standing there as a kid looking. Wow, that's brilliant. That's real life there. But that's because I wasn't used to it. You know, it was new to me. Today, we don't get impressed. So there's a dove in there. Okay. But we get so impressed when it's something exceptional. If you see an elephant, cough, a monkey. If you see a mouse that was half earth, half mouse. One of these creatures that has a navel attached to the ground. You'd look at that and you'd say... That looks like a human, but his navel is attached to the ground, and he hops around and waves his hands, and he's so wild. Is he human? Is he animal? We also get so taken when we see a midget, or when we see someone extraordinarily tall. Why do we get so impressed? It's in our imagination. It's not in our mind. If we think about it, then the guy sitting right next to me is amazing, is impressive. It's phenomenal. then the little fly that walks here in front of me is also amazing and impressive. And the Baalei Mussar Be'emet wouldn't kill a fly. If there was an ant on their table, they'd pick it up and take it out the window. They wouldn't just kill an ant. That's an amazing creature. They wouldn't even pick a leaf off a tree unnecessarily. Why should I take away life from the world? That's when I look at the world and I say, wow, what a world. Marav Tuvcha, what an amazing, how much good Hashem created for us in this world. So this is the next step. The Chazon Ish has just shifted from looking into the human body into looking out into nature. If I want to see Hashem, then I can see Hashem in every ant, in every living creature. I have to start being impressed with what I'm seeing around me to stop and think, this is impressive. And maybe we'll end with just a simple thought. There was once a person who wanted to know what the Garden of Eden would look like. So they told him, can you imagine a place where you push a button and you get a stream of water? You stay at home. You don't have to do it. You don't have to go draw water. You just push a button and a stream of water comes in. You push another button and a fire gets lit. You pushed a third button and you could have your house warmer. You can push a fourth button. You can have your house colder. You guys get the hint. You don't have to feed a horse. You don't have to groom a horse. You don't have to get a vet for a horse. You just push another button and you can go anywhere. You know, we live in that world. And we're so unimpressed. Oh, my iPhone, shucks, it's stuck. It's only working off of who knows how many little, like tiny, minuscule pieces of metal that transfer the electricity, that shoot up right to the satellite up there, that shoots it back down to the server, that sends me the information, and all this is happening, and shucks, it took it 2 seconds, and how am I supposed to put up with this? I got to get a new iPhone. You know, this is terrible. Or maybe it's my server. Is it really terrible? You know, we board a plane, we get up in the U.S., we land in Israel, and then we say, that flight, oh boy, in 12 hours you're flying like a bird, you made it here. You know, we live in a generation where it's so easy to be impressed. But like the Chazon Ish said, we're used to everything we're seeing, so we just think more. Look, I'm talking into this mic, there's that camera there recording. In an hour, maybe, people all over the world will be able to see this. And technically they could see it now if the Mahon puts it up. And we look at that and we just complain that the speed, when are they going to get the tetrabytes, right? Why is it only gigabytes, megabytes, terabytes, right? We're waiting. The generation is going to be here. So that's what Chazon Ish is saying. If we stop, we look around us, the world around us is impressive. And we can see Hashem in the world. We have to stop and look. We have to stop and look. We should have